numbers, percentages, and such. Before I get into that myself, I don't want to throw you the old curveball, Dave, but I don't know if you're handy, because I didn't know. You said that the state has a new number established for those that can call if they want to?
Yeah.
Do you have that handy by any chance?
I've got a lot of paper in here, but I will find it for you.
I can dance a little bit.
Carry on dancing, yeah, I'll find it.
It's, as information is trying to be dispensed, and a lot of it, as we know, does happen online, but for those that don't have access, or maybe you have some kind of issue where suddenly you can't get online, or it could be any number of things, but a phone number has been established. And it's a number that, as much as we said on air, I will also make sure it's on the WSUW.com Morning Team page. You know, if you go to the online site and scroll down, find the Morning Team box, click on that. We do have a page that's set up. And it's already running, by the way, for March 19th, 2020. You recognize it because the graphic we used is for this being the first day of spring. It's a little box that says, "Hello, Spring," with some flowers and butterflies. Trying to add to the spring-like outlook, even though, as we've said a number of times, but for those who haven't heard yet, the official arrival of spring tonight is 11:50, the earliest vernal equinox that we've experienced in 124 years. So 10 minutes of spring tonight if you want to greet it and enjoy it, the first full day tomorrow. But hey, we'll take 10 minutes of spring for those who are looking for a seasonal change. Maybe some optimism that way. Although, if you heard the weather forecast, spring arrives today, and the first weekend we're having in spring becomes one where we're going to have to deal with temperatures that are going to be, well, by Saturday, a high in the mid-30s, and maybe even some stormy activity going into tonight, too. That's spring in Michigan. And weather advisories posted in parts of the UP that start tonight and go through Friday, because some parts of the UP along the Lake Michigan shoreline, Lake Superior shoreline, could be getting into a 4 to 7 inch snowfall range, and even some gusty winds too, just to add to the fun of spring. But again, that's UP spring. It's almost like you have UP spring and Lower Peninsula spring, and they can be vastly different. 6:40 to 3 is the time on WSGW.
I'm going to keep looking. So far, I haven't found it.
Oh, that's quite all right. That's okay. That's no problem at all. Like I said, I didn't mean to throw. I just was going through some notes, and I realized I thought I heard you say something in the news, and it had to do with the phone number. So let me throw this at you folks. In the continuing conversations of coronavirus, which we understand the necessities and the seriousness of, and conversation I'm having with people, and correspondence through email and such, people trying to figure out exactly what's going on and what is necessary to report, and looking for other news and information that some think needs to be mentioned. And we've done our best here, and I've done my best to try and offer up some of the numbers and percentages, which maybe tries to find something of hope. You know, you heard the news story, speaking of hope, that apparently where this all began in Wuhan in China, where authorities now say that Wuhan and its surrounding province had no new cases to report. So if that was the epicenter, hearing that news, hopefully, is something that would be rippling throughout the world and garnering some optimism that there will be some way that this will go away. And it will. We know. It's just a matter of time, and nobody knows that right now. You hear, of course, and here's the juxtaposition, if you will, when it comes to talking about what's going on with the news and how to relate some of the things that I think, again, numbers and percentage-wise, are being talked about. We had the unfortunate news story that a man in his 50s in Beaumont Hospital in the Detroit metro area has become the first person in the state to die after testing positive for the coronavirus COVID-19. Although the hospital does report, and this gets into some of the issues people are grappling with, because you're hearing about that he had other underlying health conditions. To what extent those health conditions compromised his system, which allowed the death when he contracted coronavirus to occur, as you're hearing that there is a difference between having a already compromised health system or current health concerns that you may have compared to people who are considered to be healthy and the contracting of the virus. Because as much as people need to take this seriously, as pointed out in this story, and this was a story that I saw online in the Detroit News, and I'm sure these stories are all around, but from Beaumont Hospital, the spokesperson says, in the face of the death that occurred, a reminder that 80 to 90% of people who get the virus will recover from it uneventfully. So there you go. You have the need to deal with the seriousness that the deaths are occurring and more will happen. And those that are compromised with health, that are more in danger of passing away because of the contraction of coronavirus, to those that do recover, though it takes some time and perhaps that quarantining and such, but from Beaumont Hospital dealing with the first death, also dealing with the news that have to the mention of 80, 90% of people who get the virus recover from uneventfully. So there's again what I'm talking about when it comes to numbers and percentages. You got one and then you got the other. And hopefully there's some ways that we can balance out with the direness to some of the information that's coming forth from the different sources.
And any luck? I've got a couple of numbers, Charlie. One is a hotline to assist small businesses. That's 1-888-522-0103. Again, that's 1-888-522-0103. That's for small business assistance. The other number I just gave in the last newscast, a domestic violence hotline available, 1-800-799-7233, 1-800-799-7233. But that's not the one you're asking about, and I still am looking
so
for it.
Sorry.
There's one other number, and will find it. I don't know what I did with it.
Some of the things that we deal with, then you'd be amazed, folks.
It's like you have a six-foot snowdrift here, paper with so much material.
Well, I'll throw a couple of other numbers at you, too. And again, this goes against back to the what's happening in the two different ways that we are hearing about coronavirus. This is the update we give to you, the scoreboard, the dashboard, I guess is a better way to put it, from Johns Hopkins, tracking the worldwide cases diagnosed, confirmed, and the deaths and the recovered. So as of just moments ago, opening up the dashboard, and this is just rough numbers, 219,000 confirmed coronavirus cases around the world, 8,900 deaths, 84,000 recovered. And you hear the talk about how more cases will be confirmed. And then you get to hearing that more deaths will be confirmed and more recoveries will be confirmed. Both numbers will continue to rise. The unfortunate sadness that you're dealing with the deaths that are occurring, but also knowing that more recoveries will take place too. The juxtaposition of numbers that are being talked about as the continuing news coverage takes place. And knowing that in some cases, especially for the young people today, I'm hearing the questions being asked. I'm getting it in my own family and the wonderment of what's going to happen. As obviously nobody knows, but perhaps some of the different numbers and the ways that we can correspond and make the relatable numbers of what's happening compared to the deaths to those that recover and the worldwide cases and the reasons why the deaths are happening, at least from the news perspective, trying to offer up the stories that are being promoted and reported in different ways. It's a numbers game in cases. It's a percentage game in cases. And a lot is still fluid, as we say.